It is now 2012. Listen, we stand before the living God in the end of days. We're going to take a look this month for 31 days, the prophetic writings of God, what God has said concerning the future, and the heads up that God has given to us. The uncreated Spirit of God, the uncreated eternal Spirit of God, who now dwells in the believer in Christ, is the Spirit of God that gave the prophetic insight, the heads up, the accurate glimpses of real future history. And God has a lot to say about the future. Here we begin January 2010. I pray that God will prepare all of us for deep biblical revelation and the Spirit's guidance, that we gain knowledge, gain insight, gain perspective, that we can begin to see with biblically lit, spirit-lit eyes, that we can understand what time it is. Listen, dear believer, do you know what time it is? Do we know the mission of God? Do we know what it's all about? We begin today with Romans chapter 16, verse 25, and I urge you to memorize verse 25, 26, 27. The word of God says in verse 25, now to him, and that's to God, now to him who is able to establish, that is to root you, strengthen you, and plant you deeply by my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery hidden long ages past, but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings. Now it's made known. Now it is made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God. Now, as you look at this, this is vast. This is engaging. And we will work with these verses for a couple of days as we seek to memorize these living words of God. Listen, we are in the presence of God, in the presence of Christ, in this end-of-the-age ragged world that this fallen world and that old flesh and the devil do bring opposition. But it's God that has saved us and planted his power within us. It is Christ who lives with us and in us to the very end of the age. It is God in Christ who has given us the commission to reach the world. There are so many things to do. Getting the perspective of biblical, spirit-given prophetic writings, I believe is a crucial issue for 2012 and the days to come. As the world is being seduced and sucked into New Age spirits, prophetic insights that are contrary and counterfeit to the real. As a believer in Christ, we have a calling to walk worthy of this calling we have in Christ, that we're to run the race marked out for us, that we're to never be lacking in zeal but keeping our spiritual fervor, that we should deal with the issues of our lives that inhibit us, cripple us, and hold us back. Because my dear friends, my dear brother and sister in Christ, we are living in that hour in which God can do great and mighty things in the salvation of thousands, hundreds of thousands. There is one way in which God works in the world, and that is through his people. And Satan, of course, is working through his. And the spiritual clash is getting so much more demonstrative, visible, even physical. Today we would surrender to the living Christ, to the infinite God, to the immortal, immeasurable, the God that loves us, that showed himself on that cross. When you look at Romans 16:25, when you begin to study that very verse, it tells us that there was a mystery a secret revelation once hidden for long ages past. In the fall of the human race and in the absolute transmutation that began to occur in those first 2,000 years, all the way to the flood, after the flood. Well, take a look at Romans chapter 1, verse 18 down. In the suppression of the truth that is done by active wickedness, there's an exchange of the glory of God for created things. There's an exchange for the truth of God for lies. God entered in. God began to reveal himself. God began to reveal his purpose. God began to reveal his love. But throughout the Old Testament, it's progressive. It's step by step, more information and more information and more progressive revelation is laid out. And more of what was once hidden for long ages past was being made known through the prophets writing about the first coming of Christ and then also the second coming of Christ until Christ came. When Messiah came, when God in human flesh came, then all of a sudden there is an explosion. There is an explosion of the revelation of God, what God's will is, what God's love is, what God's intent is, what God's agenda is. And with God's agenda comes the agenda of exposing the satanic sequence, this evolution of Satan's agenda. Now we can look in verse 26. And we can see, as God says, but now, you're living in that now. You and I are living on this side of the cross, on this side of all of that biblical revelation, on this side of what was once a mystery hidden for long ages past, but now revealed, made known, made manifest. God has made it clear and made known through what? Listen, specifically through prophetic writings. Prophetic grapha. This is now the Spirit of God operating in Isaiah, in Ezekiel, and Amos, and in the Psalms, and throughout the Old Testament, in these massive prophetic revelations. These massive prophetic revelations that talk about Emmanuel, a virgin that will be with child, a resurrection of the Holy One. We see massive information concerning the first, but also concerning the second coming of Christ. Even in the Old Testament, we go back to Genesis 3, the prophetic revelation, the prophetic writing of a clash of kingdoms, a clash of Christ and Satan, of the body of Christ and the coming servants marked worshiping an image. There is going to be the most visible, demonstrative clash ever in human history just before us. We are in the apex, or the ramping up, this unprecedented ramping up of spirits and the dark side's seduction. Great catastrophes are coming, revealed by the prophetic writings. The Antichrist is coming, revealed by the prophetic writings. A new regime is coming, revealed by the prophetic writings. Globalism is coming, revealed by the prophetic writings. The abyss will be opened. Israel will be attacked. Believers will be persecuted. All revealed by prophetic writings. God has given insight of what he is going to do in the salvation of the world, in the midst of the body of Christ, in the coming of the two witnesses that will witness Christ and proclaim and prophesy to the world. There will be battle, there will be death, there will be destruction, there will be catastrophe. And it's not the spirits of the new age, it's not the finite spirits that come from dark, demonic inspiration. Speaking through Nostradamus and Edgar Cayce and remote viewers and psychics and writings of the past, those spirits have prophesied their agenda. They've given deception. They've given a mirage to hundreds of millions all around us. It is vital that you and I have clarity, vital that you and I have absolute infallible insight to what God has said, what God says will happen, what God will do, what Satan will do, and in the midst of that prophetic heads up, that prophetic warning, that prophetic grace, what will you and I do with the incredible knowledge, insight, prophetic insight that God has given? God can pack into our lives how to live for Christ, what the mission of God is, what the will of God is. But now there needs to be an emphasis on the prophetic writings, the prophetic revelation given by the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God, so that we can have the heads up, so that we can have a cutting edge, so that we, instead of the church being 30 years behind, instead of the church in its inactivity allowing Satan to take so much. See, you and I know there are millions that are interested in the future. We know that they are interested in spiritual things. And there is no greater spirituality. There is no greater spiritual revelation. There is no greater spiritual impact. There is no greater spiritual power. There is no greater spiritual engagement than in and through the living Christ. The singularity of the revelation of God, the apex, the full revelation of the invisible God. Well, we can read about that in Hebrews chapter 1. We can read about that in Colossians chapter 1. We can read about that in John's Gospel chapter 1. That the infinite God became flesh in human finite. Listen. Hebrews 2 tells us, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in our humanity. But it was for a purpose. Prophetic writings massively spoke about the coming in the flesh, Emmanuel, Messiah. Many missed it because they missed the Spirit-given prophetic writings of the prophets. Many are missing today this cutting-edge insight, this ability to preach the gospel in the context of the cutting-edge, infallible insight that the Spirit of God would give us. The incredible pictures that God gives about, what the world will do, what Satan will do, and what he will do. The warnings about how to live as a believer. How to get the mission done in the end of days. The prophetic writings will embolden you. The prophetic writings will pack you with God's grace and mercy. The prophetic writings will grant you confidence in your speaking out in to the world, to the lost world, and bringing them to Christ. The prophetic writings will give you massive insight, words of God to speak to others about the days that are coming. On the day of Pentecost, check it out, Acts chapter 2. There was a rushing sound. There were flames of fire. There were languages. There was the clothing of the Spirit of God. Power came, and thousands came to see because they heard and begun to see and then even listen to the spectacle, the sign, the invasion of Pentecost, the invasion of the Spirit of God baptizing the church, filling the church, empowering the church, launching the church. In the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel, the Spirit of God came. Peter, Spirit-filled, recognized, and when he got up to say to the individuals, "Listen to me," it began with the realization that prophetic revelation, prophetic writings have just been fulfilled. Peter says, "This is that." In reference to what just occurred, what just happened in human history, Peter, led by the Spirit of God, said, "This event, this impact, this sign, this wonder, this pouring out of the Spirit of God, this is that which the prophet Joel had spoken about. The prophetic writings now literally, experientially fulfilled. So shall it be with all the other prophecies, including the prophecies of a coming chaos and anarchy and revolt, rebellion, the apocalypse of Anthropos Anamos, the man of lawlessness, the Antichrist, of the counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, of the pinnacle of demonic manifestation, of the massive global pouring out of demonic powers, of counterfeit satanic Pentecost, of counterfeit satanic revivals, of the emergence of globalism guided by the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in those who are disobedient, those who are lost and vulnerable. Dear sweet believer in Christ, now you listen in the sight of God, in the sight of the living Christ who has never left you, never forsaken you, shed his blood and gave his all. You and I now rise to surrender to say, here again, Christ Jesus, my Lord, my Savior, I give you all. I come to stand, to take up this cross, to embrace you as never before, embrace your mission to the world as never before. So therefore, God, clothe me with the spirit of power from on high as never before, that I might win more to Christ than ever before, that I might make the impact in the name of Jesus. People being saved, healed, delivered. Masses are going to be demonized and demon-affected and demon-oppressed because of the doors opened and the satanic agenda. Just because it's getting darker means one thing for you and I as a believer. The end of the age is coming. The worst for the world is coming. But that you and I can shine as a light to the world, giving an infallible message of the gospel, the proclamation. It is still the power of God unto salvation. There is no power greater. There is no grace broader. There is no mercy deeper. There is no love, no compelling love compared to the God so loved the world. So I challenge you this 31 days. May we be challenged by the Spirit of God who has given every single line, scripture, of prophetic grapha. They are living words animated by the Spirit of God, and they will give us massive insight into what Satan is doing, what God is doing, what we need to be doing, and what we need to tell the world. I hope you're going to jump in to the depth of the power and the grace and the might and the mission of God as never before. Hey, this is Russ Dizdar, ShatterTheDarkness.net, 31 Days Ablaze. Keep us in your prayers too.